To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hey everyone, welcome to Magic on Main Street. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Kenzie.
Over the past few years, our little family has lived the Disneyland lifestyle. As an ex-cast member, Magic Key holders, and Disney Vacation Club members, we've been surrounding our lives with Disney.
We'll be your one-stop shop for Disneyland and Walt Disney World history and trivia, and all the insider information you could ever ask for on merchandise, food, shows, attractions, and everything else you should know about the parks.
And don't forget the hidden Mickeys!
Our goal is to bring a little magic to your ears each week by sharing our Disney journey with you.
This is Magic on Main Street.
And here you may savor the challenge and promise of the future.
All right, we're going. Here we go. Got the animals all situated.
I mean, not that one because she just escaped potted out.
Yeah. We're live!
Are we?
Not live. We're live right now and recorded in your car. All right. Welcome everybody to episode 37.
Did you have to try to figure that out?
No, well, it's because we have a number of episodes that we've done, which is 37. Mm-hmm. And then we have like season 3, episode 3.
Okay.
It just depends on how I'm labeling
even
it.
Even though like season 2 was like 3 episodes.
It was mild.
It was a rough season.
But it's because of 2020 and 2021.
We just... You're not wrong.
I got my soundboard back so I can say like things and like censor myself so I can be like, I hate this thing.
That was a really long beep. I don't think you were
expecting. There was a delay.
Oh.
We have a live studio audience with us today.
Could you imagine?
Welcome to Magic on Main Street, filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Ha 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 ha. Anyway, have a laugh track,
huh? Oh my gosh. Okay, that took way too long. That was 2 minutes of their lives that they're never going to get back. So, I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
With us, as always, is Daniel on the editing board, or DinoProc95 on Instagram. Wait.
Mine are better.
Yeah, but it's fun to have this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Kenzie Lee, who does Hidden Mickeys with the Kid. She's got another cool Hidden Mickey for you. And our mascot, Scar the Kitten.
Mm-hmm.
He's not here.
He's hiding on the stairs because the dogs keep chasing him.
Yeah. But we have a lot of things to discuss today. We're going to talk a lot more about Walt Disney World. Got food, merch, entertainment, lots of entertainment news, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. But first, why don't we kick it off with Kaylin?
Magic on Main Street podcast, perfect for Disney fans. Magic on Main Street podcast, talking about Disneyland. Magic on Main Street podcast, for when you're making your Disney plans. Magic on Main Street podcast, Sean and Tabitha will be right back. They're back.
We're back. I just realized that the sound effects track, because it's you have a track, I have a track, and then the sound effects and jingles has a track. It's a new setup with my iPad. It's supposed to be awesome, but I just realized that the sound effects track was not recording during that intro. So now there's going to be dead spots where it's like supposed to be a rap horn. Oh. And guess what? I'm just leaving them out.
No!
Use your imagination.
Awkward.
Use your imagination. It's going to be amazing. Anywho, not a lot of shout-outs. I'm going to say this, and not because I want to be, like, braggy or anything, but we did get a really sweet shout-out on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it was, it was from our dear friend Karin, who just got married over the weekend to the other executive producer, Patrick. So congrats, guys. It was a wonderful wedding.
It was so much fun. It was so pretty. Check out our Instagrams for photos. I don't think you've posted yours yet.
I am a slacker on Instagram lately.
I know, right? And usually I'm the slacker. I don't post a lot.
I'm just going to say, I killed it at that wedding.
You totally killed it.
I danced like crazy.
Daniel was the photographer, so we should have some really cool photos, too.
I danced my butt off. I gave a killer speech.
It was fine.
I mean, award-winning speech.
It was fine.
It was wonderful. but we actually won.
We won
the dance contest. Karn and Patrick had a little contest for the bridal party to come out and do your best dance, and they were going to award the winner with a gift card to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
We won.
Thank you. It's an honor.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you. I did want to say though, Karin did post on our Instagram and she said, cause we asked for shout outs, right? Mm-hmm. She said, I'm celebrating amazing friends like Sean and Tabitha. I couldn't get through this life without you. And that was just like the most like magical little shout out to us.
That
so,
was so sweet.
Not to toot our own horns, but you know,
toot.
all right. So birthdays. There's a couple, few celebrity birthdays that I thought we should point out. One, Jodie Benson, the voice of Ariel. Ariel from The Little Mermaid. Joan Cusack. And Jane Krakowski.
Who's Jane Krakowski?
You know, the Broadway lady. She was on what's that high school show? Glee? Wasn't she on that show?
Yes. Oh, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
She's great. Anyway, more importantly, we have a few friends. Tina Brown, which I've known for the whole time I've been back in California.
Happy birthday, Tina.
She was a customer of mine at the place I worked.
At the place I worked. You know.
Our buddy Christopher Quevedo from the 501st Legion. He's hilarious. Happy birthday. I just wish him the happiest of birthdays. My old friend Jana from Colorado. She was one of my dance students. Our new friend, this is somebody we met through Karin and Patrick, Jessica Wondke.
Happy birthday, Jess.
Or Jessica Wonky.
Don't say that.
I know, I'm not
She's
allowed to say
fly
it.
Out here and fight
I'm not
you.
Allowed to. And one of the nicest guys ever. Jacob Gonzalez. We know him from the 501st. We ran into him at Disneyland the last time we were there, or one of the last times we were there. And it was just like
so much pure happiness.
Yeah, it was just happy. He's one of those guys that you could go years not talking, whatever, and you see him and it's just right back to where you started. So happy birthday, Jacob. That's it. No more birthdays this week. We haven't forgotten anybody. We've not left anybody off the list.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wait. Yes, we did. Somebody we missed from last month, our buddy Jeff Meggs. Jeff is an old buddy of ours from the Wonderlanders days, and we forgot his birthday. So I want to give him a very special birthday, if I can find it. 1 second, we can edit this out.
Did you forget about the time difference?
No. He's probably asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's late. But if he answers, this is going to be hilarious.
I don't think he's going to answer. He goes to bed pretty early.
I know, but he'd be hilarious if he did. Bah, you jerk. So, Jeff, so sorry we missed your birthday, but
I'm not sorry.
Tabitha's not sorry. Why?
Because Jeff missed my birthday.
That's right. Ouch. So she doesn't feel bad. I kind of felt bad, but you get a birthday song just for you.
No, I do feel bad because he felt really bad. And then he sent me a gift card because he realized he messed up.
So is that how you get gift cards? You just tell somebody that they missed your birthday and make them feel bad about it?
Only if they love you enough to feel guilt about it.
Right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Jeff, Tina, Christopher, Janice, Jessica, and Jacob.
I did it a little bit.
You did it kind of. Happy birthday to you. Not Jeff.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Woo.
Woo.
All right. So birthdays. That was fun. All right, that's it for shout-outs. Up next, This Week in Disney History.
It's time for This Week in Disneyland History. We talk about things that happened in the past. Like 1928, when Walt Disney's trademark application for Mickey Mouse was filed with the United States Patent Office. Oh, my.
Oh, my, indeed. That song is still so one of the ridiculous. Best things to ever happen on this show. Okay. This Week in Disney History. In 1955, ticket books at a cost of $2.50 per adult, $2 per junior, $1.50 per child, are available for the very first time at the new Disneyland theme park. A day at Disneyland contains 3A, 2B, and 3C tickets. D tickets won't be added until the following year, and E tickets in 1959. That's crazy.
I didn't realize that it took that long for E tickets to be added.
Just to the books.
No, I know. I thought the books always came with, like, one of each.
You could buy them individually.
Gotcha.
I guess. In 1978, it's announced that Mickey Mouse will be awarded a star on the Hollywood Boulevard's Walk of Fame next month in honor of his 50th birthday. In 1993, the inaugural hockey game of the Disney-owned Mighty Ducks is held at the Anaheim Pond in California.
We will never live it down.
We will never live it down. And it's so funny because Tabitha and I are Ducks fans. We don't follow sports much, but we do follow hockey and we like the Ducks. And it's so funny how people from fans of other hockey teams, like, call you the Mighty Ducks. Like, it's an insult.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, the Mighty Ducks.
Do the flying V.
Shut
up.
That's what I have to say. Jerks. Anyway, we are Ducks fans, and we are glad that they are around. They are now the Anaheim Ducks, no longer the Mighty Ducks. But you know what? My favorite logo is still the original logo.
Yeah, the Mighty Ducks logo.
I wear all the throwback jerseys. So I buy those ones up because I'm not huge fan of the new logo.
Yeah.
In 2001, Epcot's Journey into Your Imagination ride closes for renovations. The character Figment, which Amy is obsessed with.
Namers is obsessed with Figment.
Figment will be added and the attraction will be reopened in June of 2002 as Journey into Imagination with Figment. And it's fine.
I'm starting to like him more and more each visit. But that first time I was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
What is the point? Why is this little dragon on crack everywhere?
Yeah. Listen, I don't dislike Figment by any means. I think he's cute. I just don't get it. And I will say that until I get it. No disrespect.
I really like Orange Bird more than I like
Figment. Oh, he's cute. So cute. Well, but Figment's super cute though.
Figment is super cute.
I just don't get it.
No, I don't get it either.
I think there was a lot more like hoopla around Figment before the attraction, maybe?
Maybe.
And we missed that?
Maybe.
Now I just don't understand it.
I don't know.
I want to, though.
Dam also likes Figment.
Dam does like Figment.
She got so excited the first time we went on it. And when we got off, she was so upset with us because we were both like, what was that?
Well, I feel bad because we've had two friends now. So Dam and Mamers in separate visits. Go, oh, I can't wait to see your face after the ride. And they're just like, cool. You know, like, thumbs up. Yeah, I want to so bad. But I don't know. It's fine. It's great.
Everything's fine.
He's cute. In 2003, Mickey's PhilharMagic, a new computer-animated 3D attraction, has its official grand opening in the PhilharMagic Concert Hall at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. Which, I like PhilharMagic. What do you think about it?
I like PhilharMagic.
What do you like about it?
I don't know. It's just cute. Like, especially since they've added the Coco scene recently.
Yeah, they did.
And it's cute. I love the Lion King scene.
Yeah.
It's a fun little show that, like, you can just sit there and sing along to a couple songs. And then it's also a really nice place to cool off, no matter if you're at Disney World or at Disneyland.
I like Donald's butt.
I do like that part.
I think that's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Also in 2003 at Disneyland, the Golden Horseshoe Variety Show performs its final show at 5:30 p.m. after more than 4,000 performances.
Wow.
And I wish that it was still there. Do you remember that show?
Vaguely.
Like I have said a million times, I don't have very many like early memories of Disneyland. But that's one of them, like being in the Golden Horseshoe and watching Clem Clodhopper and and the gang. Yeah, good stuff. Finally, in 2006, Disney Vacation Club announces that it is building a new timeshare resort on Walt Disney World property to meet ongoing demand for its unique vacation ownership. Disney's Animal Kingdom Villas, part of Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge and the fifth timeshare at Walt Disney World, will feature intricate African-inspired details and home-like amenities. The first phase will open in summer 2007.
One of our favorite resorts.
Yes, it is. All right, that's This Week in Disney History. Up next, it's the news.
This just in. Breaking news.
News, news, news.
All right, news. Uh-huh. There's a little bit of it. First, any D23 members, you can enter for a chance to win a ton of Muppets Haunted Mansion merch as part of D23's weekly Halloween Invasion sweepstakes. And let me say, I entered for this. And if you go to, let me tell you about the prizes first, and then I'll tell
Are
you
Are we D23 members?
I am. I have been for a long time.
I think I am.
That's how we got the Disney Plus like 3-year subscription thing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I think I am a member.
Yeah. So here's what the prize includes. Get ready. A Muppets Haunted Mansion spirit jersey, a MacGuffin Challenge t-shirt for adults, a classic baseball cap, Mummy and Duddy t-shirt for youth, pin collection set, collectible coin, wallpaper camp shirt, a Fozzie Bear Halloween costume pin, Fozzie Bear as Gauzy, the Hatbox Bear pin, Miss Piggy Halloween costume pin, Kermit Halloween costume pin, Miss Piggy as Madame Pagoda pin,
oh my gosh.
Statler and Waldorf Doom Buggy pin, a Tuxedo Gonzo pin, a Tuxedo Pepe pin, Janice Stretching Room portrait pin, a Muppet Pigs Stretching Room portrait pin, and a Harry Stretching Room portrait pin.
Holy crap, that's a lot.
It's of stuff. So much stuff. And I hope I win because I tried to get that spirit jersey because I've said it before. I only like the black spirit jerseys, yeah. And this one is black and it's awesome. It's got a bunch of Muppet Haunted Mansion characters on it, and they don't have my size anymore because it's a limited release. But you can enter to win if you go to magiconmainstreet.com/blog. We're putting up show notes every episode now, starting 2 shows ago. Mm-hmm. So if you go into the show notes, you can scroll down to the Disney News section and you'll see a little link for the D23 Haunted Mansion merch sweepstakes. So again, magiconmainstreet.com/blog. Check out the show notes.
Heck yeah.
And then some unofficial news, a company called Fandom Productions, fandom like a fan of something, not Phantom, has started a Kickstarter campaign to document and film An Evening with Bob Gurr. Bob Gurr is a Disney legend. He's an Imagineer. He's amazing. He did a lot of stuff for Disneyland. He was, you know, right there next to Walt doing it. So would be a really cool event to see filmed and put out to the world. So the event's taking place in Ontario, Canada on October 21st, and you can support the project. Again, if you go to the show notes, magiconmainstreet.com/blog.
I want to go to Canada.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not going to Canada though.
Oh.
It's being filmed in Canada.
I know. I'm just saying it says the event is taking place in Canada. I would love to go to Canada.
Oh, you just saw a shiny light and started to walk towards it.
Some news for Walt Disney World. Character and live entertainment experiences are slowly returning. One of those being Let the Magic Begin on the Cinderella Castle forecourt stage. The Ragtime Piano Player at Casey's Corner on Main Street, USA.
I'm so happy.
I love Ragtime Piano. That's so much fun.
The Ragtime Piano Man being gone from Disney has been like palpable.
You can tell it's missing.
Oh, it's insane.
Because in the afternoon, the early afternoons when you're walking through and you don't hear it, it's like...
Yeah, like I love...
What's going on?
I listen to the Main Street loop on repeat when I'm working and all the time.
Mm-hmm.
and it's great. I love it. But man, nothing's better than having that live ragtime piano person playing. Yeah, excited about that one.
I agree. At Epcot, at the World Showcase, travelers are dancing to the... Whoa, I said that completely wrong.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Stupid.
Oh my god!
Somebody gave me a...
Nobody should have ever given you that.
Somebody gave me a digital beat pad again.
So bad. Okay. In Epcot, at the World Showcase, travelers will be dancing to the Canadian rhythms of Alberta Bound, laughing
you
to
still
the...
said it wrong.
No, I didn't.
It's saying, World Showcase travelers are dancing to the Canadian rhythms of Alberta Bound.
Yeah, I said it like that, but I was putting it in a way that I could list all of them. Talking about travelers... I don't want to do that one. You do
it's
that one.
It's not dancers.
I know it's not dancers. I said travelers will be dancing to Canadian rhythms.
No.
No, travelers will be dancing.
Like we as
yes,
travelers.
Yes, that's what I. That's how I was like saying it. If you listen to it back, I was trying to list it so I could do like Canadian rhythms of Alberta Bounds, laughing to the antics of Sergio in Italy.
Don't mind us. We're just having a production meeting.
I don't want to do this one.
Okay. At Epcot, World Showcase travelers are dancing to the Canadian rhythms of Alberta Bound, laughing at the antics of Sergio in Italy, and experiencing the majestic percussion of the taiko drummers of Matsurisa in Japan.
I'm too tongue-tied tonight. I don't want to do this.
You'll soon be able to have individualized time with some of your favorite characters, getting to visit with them in a themed location and snap a photo or two. Look for the Disney princesses to return to Princess Fairytale Hall in Magic Kingdom Park. At Disney's Hollywood Studios, you'll soon find Minnie Mouse at Red Carpet Dreams and the stars of Disney Junior in Animation Courtyard. And when you stop in to see Mickey Mouse backstage at Town Square Theater on Main Street, USA, he'll be sporting his all-new iridescent look designed just for the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary celebration. Each of these locations is planned to start welcoming guests in November.
Next week at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park.
You said it wrong. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Tabitha's flipping tables.
I'm all over this. You are.
All right. Go ahead.
Next week at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, guests visiting Asia can once again enjoy the music of Chakranadi.
Sure.
And Kora Tinga Tinga.
Yeah.
Return to the streets of Harambe in Africa. And you can look for the Tam Tam drummers to come back to Africa in early November.
Woo-hoo!
Performers will soon be captivating guests strolling along the waterfront at Disney's Boardwalk Resort. And the inimitable Yeehaw Bob will have his audience in stitches of fun starting October 14th in the River Roost Lounge at Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside.
Oh, we should go check that guy out when we go.
I really want to see Port Orleans.
If you've listened to enough episodes, you know that Tabitha cons me into making trips while we're recording episodes.
Guess who's going to Walt Disney World again?
Jeez.
This was a group effort. Blame Damon Eric as well.
Damon Eric are also responsible for this. So maybe while we're there, November 7th marks the return of Disney Movie Magic, the cinematic nighttime experience at Disney's Hollywood Studios celebrating Disney's live-action film legacy. And when this projection show resumes, it will feature a new sequence from Disney's epic adventure, Mulan. And be sure to mark your calendars for December 19th when the cast and crew of Indiana Jones' epic stunt spectacular bring back all the comedy and thrills of that action-packed show. I'm so sad that we won't be there when it's there.
Maybe we'll have to go back.
Well,
in
we
December.
Will at some point, but I wish they were coming back in.
No worries. I'll plan a trip. It'll be fine.
I know you will. I'm surprised we don't have the captain's quarters on the starship yet.
Early release for DVC members comes out tomorrow, so hold your breath.
It's $10,000.
But we can use points.
We don't have $10,000 worth of points.
Wait, I don't know how many points it's going to be yet. So just
more than we have.
You never know. I know. It'll probably be like $250 a person. It's fine.
Yeah.
But anywho, at Disneyland, a very special new shop is opening soon at the Disneyland Park. It's an all-new holiday store called Plaza Point, coming to the corner of Main Street, USA, and East Plaza Street, which...
This is where the old photo shop
is. I was going to say, if you don't know where this is, just right across from Coke Corner.
And we just talked about it last week, so catch up.
This Victorian era space will envelop you in the warmth of the holidays as soon as you step into the wood-paneled space decorated with garlands, nutcrackers, and festive decor. Careful observers will notice displays that reflect seasonal holidays around the world and our ongoing commitment to diversity and inclusion. It's gonna smell like the holiday shop at Magic Kingdom, and I'm so excited. At least I hope it does.
I didn't see anything about what they're gonna do with the holiday shop in Fantasyland.
I don't know, but that one is so tiny.
It's not, though.
It's small. It's just like a little sliver of a front corner.
It's not small. It's just, it's narrow.
Yeah.
But it's got two levels.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm excited.
It's one of the few shops you can say, oh, it's upstairs. It's three stairs. Or maybe two. Stop it. I don't know.
It's probably like one. It's easy riser stairs, so it's literally the equivalent of one.
How dare you. All right. Well, that was fun. That was a lot of good news. Up next, it's merch.
Let's talk about merch. Let's talk about a bunch of cool stuff. Let's talk about merch.
If you like that song, check out Cameron James Parker on Instagram. He's got a whole Disney-themed album, and it's wonderful. Hey, Cameron, if you're listening, I love you, buddy. All right. Lots of fun merch. I typically don't contribute to this section because you're the shopping junkie. But I did find, there are two things that I did find.
Mm-hmm.
One, this Walt Disney World 50th anniversary Starbucks tumbler is insane.
People were being absolutely ridiculous.
People, can you please stop being monsters over merch? This is crazy.
It's just a cup.
It's just a cup. It's just a cup. I saw a video today.
Oh my gosh, I saw the same one.
The lady with her arm like stuffed with cups.
Mm-hmm.
Come, get a job.
It literally says two per person.
Get a job.
It says two per person. She couldn't even purchase all those.
You know, I don't mean that get a job thing. Yes, I do. Stop it. Quit making a living off of everybody else's pain.
Well, the cups went on Shop Disney, so
they are on Shop Disney now.
The value's
so
going to drop, and you just made a fool of yourself.
Good. I'm glad, because that lady with the 17 cups in her arms, you look like a fool. You look like a fool.
A fool.
And you are
the world.
Not pulling any punches today. That lady is the worst. But anyway, they're cute tumblers, I guess, but they're just blue cups. I don't get the allure, but I collect things and that people don't understand, so that's it's fine. Collect what you collect, but don't be a jerk about a cup. Let people have their cups, please. Anyway, if you want this new 50th anniversary Starbucks tumbler, you can go to Shop Disney. It's $10 more, so you know Disney's doing their thing. But you can get it online and don't have to worry about, you know, Pam. Sorry, all the Pams out there. But I also found a really cool Haunted Mansion cutting board.
I really like it.
It's got the Haunted Mansion logo on it, and it's kind of like a tombstone-ish kind of thing. And it's like the certificate that you see, and it's the dearly departed. Be sure to bring your death certificate if you should decide to join them. But it's really cool. It's like a wood burned, inscription. It's pretty cool. You'll see, like I said, we're doing all of our show notes. So if you want to see the merchandise that we're talking about, you can check us out on Instagram at Magic on Main Pod, or go to magiconmainstreet.com/blog and you'll see pictures of the merch that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take it away, Tabitha.
I have quite a few things this week. Not like a crazy amount, but a good amount. One of the first things I have on my list, which I think I might have to grab when we go to Disney World in November, Norway now has its own themed mini headband in, obviously, the Norway Pavilion at World Showcase. It's super cute. It's a really pretty, like, royal blue color with little orange flower accents on it. I kind of love it. It's really cute. And it looks like it would go with pretty much anything.
Yeah, it's very,
Nordic.
Norwegian.
It's very Norwegian. I hope so.
Well, I mean, You know what I... You said, like, flowers, but it's just, like, it's a very, like, Norwegian design.
Some of them are flower designs on it.
This picture that you found, though...
With a little man? With a
little troll in the back is hilarious.
It's really cute.
It looks like he's wearing the headband.
I like it.
All right. Norwegian.
continuing on, there is a new ugly sweater spirit jersey available both at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. It's not the traditional pullover style spirit jersey. It is a zip up. It kind of reminds me of like...
Are they calling this a spirit jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cardigan.
It reminds me of like grandpa's sweater.
Yeah.
Cause it's zip up style. It's got the two pockets in the front and it's kind of, it's like it's ugly Christmas sweater style.
Yeah. It's more of a cardigan. Maybe Spirit Jersey makes it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's super cute. It's like a heather gray and it has little Mickey head outlines across the whole design with red accents. And then the writing for either Disneyland or Walt Disney World, as well as the front emblem with either the D or the Walt Disney World D, is both in white. So super cute. Something I would totally wear.
I would consider wearing that.
It just looks cozy.
It does look cozy.
And it's knit, so it's not like a weird material. So I love anything knit.
I imagine sitting in a leather chair by a fireplace smoking a pipe.
I was going to say with a pipe and either like a hot toddy or just like a glass of bourbon.
Yes. Yeah. Or a fine brandy. A snifter of brandy in my Disneyland.
What's a snifter?
A snifter is a glass that you serve brandy in.
Okay. It's actually, is it the like small?
It's small, yeah. It's actually designed for brandy, a snifter.
Oh.
It's the only drink you're supposed to serve in a snifter is brandy.
But I'm pretty sure I've seen the more you know. I'm pretty sure I've seen other beverages served in those glasses.
You're not supposed to.
I know you're not supposed to.
It's written in the Brandy Act of 1943.
Oh. Okay. That's cool.
That's not a real thing.
Anyway, moving on. Walt Disney World has a couple of new Apple Watch bands that are out. Two that are Halloween themed, and then the other two are Stitch and Minnie Mouse bows. The Halloween ones are super cute. Both of them, the one part of the Halloween band just has the Happy Halloween with a little Mickey, what's that thing called? Pumpkin, a little Mickey pumpkin in the middle.
What's I couldn't remember. That thing called?
I was going to say squash, which I mean.
You know, when you carve your squash on Halloween.
I told you there is something going on.
There is something
today.
Wrong with you
today. I don't
today.
Have words. Oh, maybe it's because I had like a weird adrenaline dump today. Should I tell everyone my news?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tell the news.
Since I finally
made
it official.
Before you tell your boss.
No, I already told my boss. I told him today. I got a new job.
Yeah,
I got a job offer today, signed my offer and put in my notice at Freedom, which... Super sad, gonna miss so many people, but super excited.
Yeah, and it's something you're more passionate about.
Yes, I'm going into the beauty industry, which if you know me, that's definitely something, it's more along the lines of skincare, so it's definitely something that I'm passionate about, so super excited.
So you're a beautician now?
Nope, I'm still gonna be doing
you're
brand
an
reputation. Nope, still doing brand reputation still like I do, but
as an esthetician.
You know what? Sure, I'm an esthetician.
Congrats on your estheticianship.
Whatever. Okay, back to...
Congratulations on your new job.
You are so sweet. Thank you so much.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Like, honestly, wholeheartedly, I'm very proud of you. You killed it in your interview. I was laying in a hotel bed.
Oh my gosh.
After Karin and Patrick's wedding, we were really tired and she had a phone interview.
Video interview.
So I slept around the corner in the room while she took that interview and I listened to the whole thing and she did so well and she just was so eloquent and she really knows what she's doing in this job and I'm just so proud of her.
Babe, I'm going to cry. Aww.
That's how I feel about you right now.
You're so sweet. I love you.
I love you.
It's only a matter of time before you get on my nerves again by making fun of me for not being able to speak.
Give me 5 minutes.
Okay. So like I said, the Apple Watch bands. Part of it has the Happle. See, I can't do this. The Happy Halloween.
I just talked about how eloquent you are and you can't even say happy.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween with a jack-o'-lantern squash.
Mickey jack-o'-lantern. And then, so there's two different options. You can get Minnie Mouse in her little kitty cat costume, or you can get Mickey Mouse holding a stack of pumpkins in his little, I don't know. I think it's like a vampire costume, I'm pretty sure. But they're super cute. And then if you are not looking for something that's Halloween style, they have a new Stitch one of him basically just crawling all over the watch band making funny faces. Or the new Minnie Mouse bow one that has a bunch of little red and white polka dot bows all over the band. So both of them super cute. You can find them both at Disney World.
Very, very cute.
Just a few more things going along. So much more 50th anniversary merch has been released since the anniversary has officially kicked off. Some super cute leggings that have all kinds of little different characters on them. There's a little Simba. There's the Tree of Life. There's a castle. There's all sorts of little things on it. Same sort of vibe as all of the other 50th anniversary merch with that navy blue and gold colors. Cute little trinket tray, an ornament of Minnie Mouse, and also a 50th anniversary ornament, and a cute snow globe. So you can find all of that at Magic Kingdom. All super cute stuff. And then there's a few other things.
That was an accident. I'm not particularly excited about what you just said. So the audience, that it was entirely an accident.
I finally got through something without tripping on my words.
But the audience was very happy about what you said. Whatever. Congrats.
Thank you, I guess.
I'm so proud of you.
Anyway. The 50th anniversary merch is super cute. You can find it spread across the whole resort.
There's a ton of it.
There is so much.
They are going to milk this for a year.
18 months.
18 months, yep.
Final piece of merch at Disneyland. There's some new Star Wars jewelry out that includes earrings, necklaces, and a Grogu bracelet, which is super cute.
It's so cute.
You can find it on Main Street. So if you're looking for something new to add to your Star Wars collection, they've got some things that are a little bit more subtle, smaller earring sets, or they have big old dangling Grogu heads.
On a Mr. T worthy bracelet. That chain is so thick.
It's so thick. But they've got a little bit of something for everyone. So definitely go in, head to Main Street, check it out. And then some final new DVC merch that you can find at La Boutique at the Riviera Resort. There is a new Disney Vacation Club member Halloween spirit jersey. It is in the candy corn colors. On the front of it, it has a cute little Happy Halloween. And on the back, it says Disney Vacation Club member. Super cute. Gonna have to pick that up. Hopefully, they'll still have that when we go.
Wish it was in black.
I know you wish it was in black. But it's still super cute anyway.
I did get a Disney Vacation Club spirit jersey that's like dark teal.
Yeah, that one is cute.
Still not black.
I like that one, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is about me. I don't look good in anything but black.
You just don't think you do. So you have a hard time branching out.
Is this a therapy session?
It is. This is your intervention. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, last but not least, there are two DVC pins that are available at La Boutique. There is a Happy Halloween one with Vampire Mickey holding a little jack-o'-lantern, and then a Minnie and Mickey Riviera Resort Disney Vacation Club pin in that cute French Riviera style that is all over the Riviera Resort. So definitely
check those out. What's the Riviera one for?
It's just for, it's a resort pin.
Just, okay. Mm-hmm. We should absolutely get that.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Because Riviera is our home resort. Yeah.
I want to stay there soon.
Okay. If you've made it this far, congratulations.
We're so proud of you.
We're so happy that you've stayed with us this long. Wanted to just let you know about a little giveaway that we're going to be doing. So, as you know, Tabitha has a strange addiction to these Loungefly mini backpacks. And we figured, why not spread the addiction to someone else? So we're going to be giving away a Loungefly Minnie Mouse Strawberry Sundae mini backpack.
It's
so cute, so hard to find.
It was limited release.
Limited release. To find it on eBay, it's like a couple $100.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty sought after. So we're going to be giving away this backpack to one of our listeners. Here's how to enter. This is going to be for only Patreon members. But here's the good news. No, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Hooray!
It's a good thing because you can actually become a Patreon member for only $2.
Woo!
So you're basically getting an entry for a $2 bill. Those still exist?
I mean, they exist, but I don't think they're like making them.
Right. But that's it. That's all you have to do. Become a Patreon subscriber. Go to magiconmainstreet.com. Nope, sorry. Go to patreon.com/magiconmainstreet. Become a Patreon of $2 or more. They go all the way up to $33. You get some fun stuff. Yeah, that's it. All you have to do is just be a Patreon subscriber. So anybody that's already a subscriber, you're already entered. The lowest tier, the Mickey and Friends, that's a one entry for the contest. Every other is two entries for the contest. And that's something, I guess, good to know. If you are a $5 member or above, you get two entries to this contest. So head over to patreon.com/magiconmainstreet, sign up to be a Patreon. You get ad-free listening, you get early releases, and you get to become a part of a really cool little club of Main Street Gang. Main Street Elite. Nope. Dorks. But the contest does end on October 31st, so we're going to be talking about this on future episodes. But magiconmainstreet.com, you can find a link on there, or go to patreon.com/magiconmainstreet. $2 and above, you get an entry. So, good luck. Up next, Hidden Mickeys with the Kid.
It's time for Hidden Mickey of the Week. Looking everywhere, Kenzie's here to share the Hidden Mickey of the Week.
Hello.
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 Hello, everybody. Hello, Kenzie. Welcome to another edition of Hidden Mickeys with the Kid. It's Kenzie.
Hi.
Hi there.
Let's try the old hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, you were a little bit smaller when you recorded that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Welcome back.
It's been a whole week.
Wow. That's wow. So long.
I know. So why don't you tell everybody what you found this week?
This one is in Walt Disney World.
Uh-huh.
Magic Kingdom. This one's actually on Carousel of Progress.
It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. All right. Carousel of Progress, so, where at?
This one's in the last scene. So like Christmas time,
mm-hmm, yeah.
They're all in like the living room. And it's on the left side of the stage.
Okay, kind of behind Dad.
Yeah, and yeah. It's like on the fireplace.
What is it?
It's a nutcracker. So there's four nutcrackers and the
it's an actual Mickey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's four nutcrackers and the one that's closest to you is a Mickey.
All right. We'll count that as a hidden Mickey.
Yeah.
It is it's a Mickey
and
it is in fact hidden.
Yes. And right. I think it's kind of like, I think it was the first ever hidden Mickey I did, on Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the one in the clock tower, which was an actual like.
Oh, Mickey. That's right. Yeah,
it's a shadow of Mickey
hanging out up on the clock.
Was that
tower.
The first one that I ever did?
It was early on. Yeah. I don't know if it was the first one.
I think it was.
We'll have to dig in and see. Yeah. I don't remember. We've done so many of these things.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. All right, so Carousel of Progress, last scene, Christmas time, behind Dad, up on the fireplace mantle, you're going to find a Mickey Nutcracker.
Yes.
That's a good one. All right. Well, everybody keep your eyes peeled. If you want to share your hidden Mickeys with us, make sure you email us at friends@magiconmainstreet.com. Kenzie would be more than happy to report on what you find as well.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. And thanks, Kenzie, for another awesome hidden Mickey.
Of course. See you all real soon. sounds like I'm saying y'all, but I'm saying, oh, wait, no. See you real soon.
There you go. There you go. All right. Up next, food.
Disney food.
Food. You found a lot of food.
Yes, and for once I didn't list food that we have already eaten. I listed a bunch of food that I would like to eat as soon as possible.
What is a Kite Tails ice cream sundae?
A kite tees. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Tabitha, for your contribution to the show. We will never see you again. And I hope that you find happiness in your next endeavor. Maybe you can do a podcast on, I don't know. I'm all by myself now. Hang on. You're back.
I had to deal with animals.
It was like a zoo around here.
It was like perfect timing for me to get tongue-tied again and get frustrated and leave, but then also let the animals into the other room.
Well, you left. And then you never came back. And I was like, I wonder if...
Is she really upset? I actually cut.
There was actually minutes in between that last part and me saying this now. Yeah, so...
What were we even talking about?
Kite Tails Ice Cream Sundae.
Ah, yes. The Kite Tails Ice Cream Sundae is a strawberry and lemon soft serve swirled together, topped with a white chocolate medallion and sprinkles that you can find at Animal Kingdom in celebration of the new Kite Tail show.
Which looks really cool.
Apparently it didn't go off very well at the beginning.
Yeah, but, okay. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's kites.
No.
Like people, no, but people are like, oh, it fell. And it's like, yeah, but it's a kite. Like it's dependent on a few things, you know, like.
Wind.
Yeah, like, it's not like, you know.
I get it.
Not everything can be perfect. Can we stop complaining about things, everybody?
No.
We have Disney quote-unquote fans that are more involved and interested in the shareholders meeting that's coming up next week than they are just, like, going to Disneyland or Walt Disney World and having a good time.
Can you please just shut up?
Please. Just shut up. Just whining about the most inane things.
That was very aggressive.
Before it was like, oh, everybody has their own opinion. Now I'm just like, get over it. Just get over yourself, please. There are all these like Disney like influencers that are just reaming Disney all day long. It's like, maybe you are not a Disney fan anymore. You know? Dun-dun. Maybe this isn't for you anymore. If you can't handle the business operations of Disney, maybe you're not a fan of them. And that's okay. I said the same thing about Star Wars fans. Maybe you're not a fan of Star Wars anymore. Mm-hmm. Because they were all upset about Rian Johnson and J.J. Abrams. And it's like, maybe you just don't like Star Wars anymore. That's okay. Move along. Go do something else now. So if you're going to be a Disney fan, a Disneyland fan, a Walt Disney World fan, just go to the parks, enjoy them for what they are, and then go home and be quiet about it. Quit complaining about the most ridiculous things, like a kite falling out of the air. Shut up. Okay. Oh, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The crowd really loved my rant.
Okay.
All right. That could have been worse. I could have been using a lot of these. And I didn't have to.
God, I feel bad for anybody who has the volume turned up super loud in their car listening to that, because that is aggressive.
Yeah.
Or in their AirPods. It's going to burst their eardrums.
No, it's not that bad.
Are you sure? It feels pretty bad.
All right. Kite Tails.
I already did the sundae.
Oh, what else? 1971 meal.
There's a 1971 meal at Casey's Corner. So for $19.71, you can get a Walt's chili and cheese hot dog with French fries, a drink, and a 50th anniversary themed cake pop. And it's more of like one of the like cake pop bars, not like the little circle ones. It's one of the bigger ones, so it's a solid deal.
Like the Tiger Tails?
Yeah. But the Tiger Tails are those are marshmallows. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it looks fantastic. I love Walt's chili. I'm not a big fan of chili cheese dogs though. So I won't order it.
I love their chili cheese dogs.
I know you do.
And I love Walt's chili. Mm-hmm. So that's perfect for me.
And it's not the enormously long one. It's the regular size chili cheese dog.
Right.
The coffee cart. Ooh, see, I'm getting real tired of this, guys.
They are too. Wait, hang on. What's that? Yep. Yeah, the polls are in. Our fans hate you right now.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, the coffee cart at DCA is no longer the coffee cart.
What is it?
It's the very first Joffrey's location at the Disneyland Resort.
What?
I know. And with that, they have a new frozen peach Bellini that is available alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
Oh.
It looks fantastic. I love peach Bellinis. So I will probably try one when we go this weekend.
So, wait. The coffee cart at DCA.
Across the caddy corner from Ariel.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
It used to just be like cappuccino cart or something like that.
That's weird though that the coffee cart is featuring like a frozen peach Bellini.
They always have had like additional drinks aside from just like coffee stuff.
I can honestly say I've never ordered anything from that cart once,
I've gotten
ever.
Coffee from there a few times.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I also, there was like an alcoholic coffee drink that I got that they were serving there. I want to say the last Festival of Holidays that we had before everything shut down.
Okay. Yeah. Never had it before. But I've also never been to Joffrey's at DC, or I'm sorry, Walt Disney World. So,
you didn't get anything from the small cart before we got on the little ferry to go to Magic Kingdom.
No, I did not.
Their stuff is good. I like their stuff.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Okay.
This is right up your alley. Pumpkin spice pretzel stuffed with cream cheese.
Wait,
and
say it slower.
Pumpkin spice pretzel stuffed with cream cheese.
Say it one more time, but like breathier.
No.
Fine.
Pumpkin spice.
There it is.
Pretzel stuffed with cream cheese, served with a side of brown butter dip. Is available at Disneyland in Tomorrowland at the pretzel cart.
Oh, man.
It looks
We're going this weekend,
so
right?
Yeah, we're going this
weekend. We will report back on that one.
It looks delicious.
It sounds delicious.
Well, yeah, because the only two things right now that we can report on are the peach Bellini and the pumpkin spice pretzel. Actually, no, there's one more thing. The next thing on my list is the Haunted Mansion Holiday Rice Krispie Treat that features the man-eating wreath that can be found at Pooh's Corner. So we'll grab all three of these this weekend and test
them
out.
Yeah. Into it.
Next is the Beaches and Cream 50th Celebration Shake.
Beaches and Cream.
Stupid. I want to go there so bad. Everybody talks about like how good their ice cream sundaes and stuff are. And I had a reservation the last time we were at Walt Disney World, and I ended up canceling it for something else, but I don't remember what it was.
You fool!
I know. But anyway, the 50th Celebration Shake is a birthday cake flavored shake drizzled in a gold glitter glaze and topped with a slice of commemorative 50th Celebration birthday cake. And it's like a decent sized slice. How did you say gold glitter glaze
and you couldn't say kite tails?
I'm glad that we both had that realization of like, how did I say that so fast, so easily? And I haven't been able to say anything else tonight.
Well, you can only speak in tongue twisters.
Apparently. But yeah, it looks fantastic. So delicious. And then one more thing that is another 50th treat is the Sparkling Sunshine Dole Whip Float. It is sparkling apple cider with orange cream soft serve rimmed with iridescent sugar.
Mm.
It looks so yummy. So, ouch.
That's a lot of good food.
Yes.
We're definitely going to try that pumpkin spice pretzel when we go this weekend.
100%. And if there are any 50th anniversary treats that you guys have seen that you are dying to try, but you know you're not going to be able to make it to Walt Disney World anytime soon.
We'll try it for you.
Let us know what they are and where they are located, and we will put them on our list to try while we are out there in November.
Fun. If you do that, tell us what you want to try, and we will make a video dedicating that bite to you.
Okay.
So you can kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a shame that you won't be able to try it.
But we'll do it but for you. We'll do whatever we can. This is a sacrifice that we will make.
This is the sacrifice we will make for you. We're here for you.
Always.
Always. All right, up next, entertainment and events.
Entertainment, events, entertainment and events. Woo! Entertainment, events, entertainment and events. Entertainment, events, entertainment and events. Entertainment and events, here we go, yeah.
It makes me so happy.
It's the funniest thing. It's the funniest thing.
Maybe a little dizzy, though.
I realized last week, though, that we need one more song. We need two more songs.
What do we need?
We need one for our, like, main topic, like the main event. And we need... Oh, my gosh. Did you listen to the episode, last week's episode?
I never finished it.
Did you hear what Daniel did with the Sunday?
No.
Oh, it was the best.
He has too much fun with this.
Oh, I love it. It was so good. Anyway, we do need a song for our main event. If anybody knows anyone that's looking to write a quick little jingle, I mean, we could always go back to my buddy, Cameron James Parker, yeah. Or Kalen Rabbit Music. Maybe we should have him fight to the death to see who will write the jingle.
Or, you know, collaborate.
Or collaborate. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say collaborate, not fight to the death. Anyway.
Indiana's birthday.
Huh?
It's Indiana's birthday.
It's officially Indiana's birthday. Happy birthday, Indiana.
I think he's asleep. I just texted him, happy birthday, idiot.
Oh, happy birthday, idiot. there's going to be... Okay, so there's three new... there's some new enchantment fireworks dessert parties at Walt Disney World. So there's a pre-party. Where you'll join at Tomorrowland Terrace. You'll discover a host of 50th anniversary themed desserts prepared by pastry chefs, including chocolate dipped strawberries, butterscotch pudding, and a variety of cheeses.
Mm, I love cheese.
Drink selections will also be available, including an assortment of beer and wine for guests 21 and over, obviously. Mm. For this one, for the pre-party, and then you go watch the show, admission is $114 per adult, $69 for child.
Apparently they're worth it.
But I'm hearing they're worth it because you get really a really good spot to watch the show. But then there's also an after party where you watch the fireworks. And then after the show, you'll be escorted back to Tomorrowland Terrace restaurant where you'll discover a host of, again, chocolate dipped strawberries, butterscotch, a variety of cheeses. for that one, because it's an after party and not a pre-show, I guess. It's $99 per adult and $59 for children. So... some cool options there.
What's the third option?
I don't know. That's a good question. I saw three, but one is... it looks like they have the pre-party listed twice.
Oh.
I don't know. But there is also the Fairy Tale Fireworks. It's a sparkling dessert cruise. And so... you jump on one of the ferry boats and, you know, you watch the fireworks. They've got all kinds of like cupcakes and popcorn and pie and all kinds of good stuff there.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Too.
That one's $99 for adults, $69 for kids. And all of these need, reservations ahead of time. So check out the Disney Parks website and, you know, make your reservations. There was one more. Actually, there was three more. So they have the 50th Flavors and Fireworks at Disney's Contemporary Resort. So they've got some food options there. Rose and Crown Fireworks Dining Package and Spice Road Table Fireworks Dining Packages. So those are all available for the fireworks. Lots to do. Nothing at Disneyland yet for special experiences, but we're getting there.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. Disneyland's not as open as Florida, so. We'll good thing, bad thing.
I know. I'm like, do I be upset
Also with entertainment, some stuff on Disney Plus. We have been rocking out to What If on Disney Plus. It's the Marvel show. It's animated. Very cool stories. So if you're a Marvel fan by any means, I'd say go check it out. It's kind of exploring, you know, what would happen if, you know, things were different in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So kind of tapping into the multiverse. So I'd say go check that out if you have any inkling with Marvel. And then we finished Star Wars Visions last night. And I have to say, that show is amazing. It's the stories that they told are so cool. We couldn't figure out if it was canon or not to Star Wars, and so we looked it up, and it's kind of in a gray area where it's not canon, but it's not not canon. All the stories are completely separate from the universe that we know as far as Star Wars goes. So, two really amazing shows. I'd say if you're a nerd in any way, go check those out. And then I'm going to plug Behind the Attraction again, because that show is amazing. It's so cool because there's so many times where we've gone on a ride and gone, how does that work? And we think we have an idea. And then we watched this show and we were watching the Tower episode, Tower of Terror. And it, which was really cool because we had a really great experience with a cast member on Tower of Terror when we were out there last time by the name of TJ. He does a really good show for Tower. He's great for that spot. Turns out he's been there forever. He was on Behind the Attraction as one of the, like, not narrators, but kind of like talking heads about the attraction. Been there for a long time, very knowledgeable about the attraction, but really cool information on, like, how the Tower works. They went in depth on, like, Tower of Terror versus Guardians of the Galaxy, and they're all still, like, Tower attractions. Talks about the mechanics of the ride, the story, how they pulled off the Rod Serling video in the pre-show. Just really cool information. So check out Star Wars Visions, check out Marvel What If, and definitely check out, because you're Disney fans, obviously, check out Behind the Attraction. Watch all of the episodes. We're almost done with it. It's a great, informative, like, magical show. So that's my plug for Disney Plus. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about Walt Disney World. Keep this 50th anniversary going. We'll be right back.
Walt Disney World is a tribute to the philosophy and the life of Walter Elias Disney, and to the talents, the dedication, and the loyalty of the entire Disney organization that made Walt Disney's dream come true. May Walt Disney World bring joy and inspiration and new knowledge to all who come to this happy place. A magic kingdom where the young at heart of all ages can laugh and play and learn together. Dedicated this 25th day of October, 1971.
Yeah, so definitely not the Walt speech. It doesn't hit me like Walt's does, but no. Yeah, it's a cute little dedication. Walt Disney World has recently become a special place for us. I fought it for a long time.
You really did.
I did, but I think I explained it the best I could. Like, I felt like I didn't have an opportunity to go to Walt Disney World, so it wasn't like.
Well, yeah, it always seemed so dang expensive.
So far and so expensive. And I mean, I'd only been to Florida maybe twice in my life up until we went there. So yeah, it's, I don't know. I really enjoy Walt Disney World, and we've had some really cool adventures there so far. We were talking about food last time at Magic Kingdom. So we didn't get a chance to talk about one of my other, like, favorite food experiences when we were at the resort. And that would be Sana Grill.
Oh.
Yeah. So Sana is at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidani. And besides like the in-park restaurants, this is my favorite dining experience so far.
That bread service?
Yeah, so they have an Indian-style bread service, and so you get a choice of 5 breads, all with 9 accompaniments. So there's traditional naan, garlic ginger naan, spiced naan, and onion kulcha, and then paneer paratha. I just like bread, so just the straight up traditional naan was great for me.
Just give me bread.
But they were all good in their own right. But then you get 9 different sauces, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Cucumber raita, roasted red pepper hummus, which was amazing. Mango chutney, tomato date jam, tamarind chutney, coriander chutney, garlic pickle, which was so good. Like, so good.
Was that the one you asked for the recipe on?
I did. Red chili sambal and spicy jalapeno lime pickle. It was so, these sauces were so good that like I couldn't find enough bread to put on it because we were there. It was the 4 of us. It was you, me, mm-hmm. Kenzie, and Mamers. And so we were splitting this between 4 people. And I was just like, who doesn't want to eat the rest of their bread?
Are you full?
I'm like, oh, you don't like that one? Yeah, I'll take it. No, it's fine. I'll take it. So, so good. And then they have, a seafood curry, butter chicken, and braised beef.
Mm-hmm.
I liked both of those, the braised beef and the butter chicken.
The butter chicken was really good.
Yeah. And then they had some sides. Like one of them was a chickpea wat, which is like mashed chickpeas, right?
It wasn't mashed. It was like chickpeas and tomatoes. It was
like a salad. You're right. It was like a stew. But everything was just so good. And they had a few desserts that were all really good too. The butterscotch pudding, almond coffee streusel, which is, you say streusel, mm-hmm. I say put it in my face. A pineapple mango and Breton shortbread. I don't think we got
that. We didn't get that one. We got one of the off menu desserts.
Which was that?
It was the like candy bar.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
They have, every once in a while, they'll have specialty desserts that aren't on the menu. You just have to ask your server.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to tell you, like, what they have.
Yeah. So, that was completely off, out of left field. Like, I don't know where it came from, but I remember we were talking about food, and this didn't fit into the Magic Kingdom mold, because that's what we were talking about at the time. And I had to get that out, because Sana was amazing. Mm-hmm. I would go there just for the bread service. Their food was fantastic, but I would go there just for the bread service.
Bread service and drinks.
Their drinks were good, happily, too. Yeah.
And that was actually the second time we've gotten drinks at Sana.
We went, when we went with Dam and Eric, we stopped into just to the bar. Because
the restaurant wasn't open at the time. It just was just the lounge was that was open.
Yeah, they have a cool little lounge. It's it's a good spot. Like, I would say if you are at the parks and you want somewhere to just go chill out afterwards, go hit up Sana. Because the lounge is just very comfortable.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
No, I really liked that place. So hope somebody out there listening gives Sana a try because it's amazing. What else? What else did we do at Disney World that we loved?
Well, if you want to stay on the topic of resort restaurants, we can talk about the amazing experience we had at both California Grill and continue.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay,
let's talk about that
out of park.
So you said California Grill. What else were you gonna say?
Our breakfast at both Topolino's and
where else did we go?
Ohana,
yeah. Okay, so where are we going to start?
We had those. That's 3 restaurants.
Let's start with California Grill. We'll go in order of date.
I thought we did Ohana before we did.
Did we? Oh, we did, because that's the day we took we got to Magic Kingdom, took the ferry to Polynesian. We did Ohana breakfast, and Ohana's awesome because they do like family style. Mm-hmm. So they bring out this skillet.
Of deliciousness.
Yeah, so the skillet has ham with pineapple on it, sausage.
Okay, so we started with the Hawaiian breakfast bread, which is like a... like one of the like Hawaiian loaves.
Like King's Hawaiian, but better.
But it had like crushed pineapple in it and some coconut on top. And then like a some sort of glaze on top, which was just...
I want to say it was like honey.
It was white, right? Though.
Oh, that. Yeah, I don't know what
that was. Drizzled across the top. I don't know. It was friggin' fantastic, though. And then they give you a whole... how do you say that word? Carafe?
Carafe.
Of Pog juice for the table. Which I don't... Oh, God, I love Pog juice so much.
There was just a Pog juice shortage.
Yeah, and people were panicking because they were like, they're getting rid of it forever.
Yeah, it's so funny.
But that's my favorite juice, so I'm glad to know that they aren't getting rid of it forever because I love it so dang much. And then they bring out the skillet that has ham, like candied ham with pineapple. And then eggs and these seasoned potatoes and sausage. And these like really fluffy biscuits. And then if you also want like a side of Mickey waffles, they'll bring out Mickey and Stitch waffles as well, which are fantastic.
And it's the eat as much as you can or eat. How do they say it?
As much as you care to enjoy.
So not all you can eat, but it's all you can eat.
Yeah.
So, you know, we...
And if there's just particular things on the skillet that you want more of, they will just bring you more of
them. Yeah, because we ran out of ham because it was so good, and I asked for more ham. No, that
was... And potatoes.
I love potatoes. The potatoes
were so good. Well, and then they have my favorite beverage there, which is the Polynesian Red Eye, which is basically just rum and Pog juice, and it's right. And grenadine. And it's so stinky.
You had that the first time we went to Ohana.
Kona Cafe. Which, that one's right next door. Some of the best breakfasts I've ever had at the Polynesian. We went into, because I remember we were like so stoked on our breakfast at Kona. We went into full detail in one of our episodes already.
Yeah.
So you guys already know about that one, but...
And if you don't, go back and listen to it.
Exactly. But I love both breakfasts. I think I prefer the, like, all you care to enjoy, like, the idea behind that. But I liked my breakfast selections better at Kona. But no matter what, if you're having breakfast at the Polynesian, you're going to have an amazing meal and amazing beverages. They also have it's an alcoholic beverage, but it's in a pineapple.
Yeah.
You can really feel like you're on vacation.
Yeah, like I'm in Hawaii.
Heck yeah. And then they do have non-alcoholic beverages as well. Like Kenzie got a smoothie that had little Stitch ears that were made out of like white chocolate that were sticking out the top of it, which were really cute. And then there was also like a Lilo one. And then there was one other one.
What was that one called? That was the... the Stitch smoothie.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy there. But it was really good.
I really, really liked it. And then they had good iced tea. Like everything that we got that morning was just chef's kiss. Yeah. It was so delicious. And then if you want something sweet afterwards, you can go downstairs at the Polynesian right outside the doors and get a Dole Whip.
Yes, you can.
I almost grabbed one before we left the Polynesian that day.
I want to spend a day there.
We can do like what one of my plans is like one day when we are one, not one day, but one trip that we have some free time and we can not like worry about unpacking is just kind of resort hop. So spend like a night at multiple resorts so that we are able to experience multiple on one vacation and see what we really like, because we've visited a lot of resorts, but we haven't stayed at any.
The last trip we visited a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, just on that day that we went to Ohana, we took the Magic Kingdom ferry to Polynesian, Poly bus to Magic Kingdom to Contemporary via the monorail. I mean, we took...
Then we ended up at the Riviera at one point.
We took the Skyliner to Pop Century, then over to Disney Springs. Like we traveled a lot.
Yeah.
Because that was the day that we had 2 days that we didn't go to parks. We just explored.
Yeah.
Where are we staying on this next trip?
All Star Movies, I think.
Oh,
because
okay.
We did there's not a lot of availability for DVC. So we just booked a resort
We're paying for a room?
We are.
What are you, some kind of peasants?
I mean, I can call member services tomorrow.
No, that's cool. I want to check that place out. I want to stay at all of them, honestly.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, cool. What else did you say? You said California Grill?
Yeah, so two other restaurants we can talk about. We can talk about either our dinner for Mamer's birthday at California Grill, or we can talk about our breakfast at Topolino's.
Let's talk about California Grill.
Okay.
So we mentioned on last episode our buddy Dan, who saved our evening.
He
got
did.
Us to the Contemporary just in time to view fireworks from their balcony. Mm-hmm. And then we enjoyed a wonderful dinner for Mamer's birthday. She had just been saying over and over that she wanted to go there.
It was on her bucket list.
It was on her bucket list. And so we made reservations and we got in that night and it was amazing. So the food is bonkers how good it is.
It was some of the best food.
So we got an appetizer of short rib wontons.
Oh
my gosh.
They were so good. Well, first we got drinks.
I got the best old fashioned I have ever had in my life.
You really did. And I couldn't stop talking about it.
And I couldn't stop talking about it. And I don't drink. Like it's rare for me to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so from you're saying as if I'm telling you news.
No. I'm agreeing with you for our fans.
I just don't drink. And so when I have a good drink, like I will scream about it because it's just like my peanut butter cold brew from Gideon's. I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
So when I get something good, I just have to rave about it. And it was honestly the best old fashioned I've ever had. And then I also got a blackberry sour, which was just delightful. What did you get?
That was what I got.
You go, oh, I tried your blackberry sour.
Yeah, I was
sour.
Like, you didn't get that.
No, I tried
you
your got
because you ended up getting two old fashions, and I got two blackberry sours. And the blackberry sour was just so fresh. Like, everything about it just tasted, like, it was super tart. Like, that was, like, one big thing was, like, my mouth was a puckering. But everything was, like, you could tell everything was freshly made. And then Kenzie got a watermelon lemonade, which that was also really, really good. I can't remember what drink Mamer's got. Can you?
I don't.
She got the St. Fressa's.
That's what this note is. It says at Fressa in my notes from, I make notes everywhere we go so I can remember what we should talk about. It says at Fressa. So that makes sense. St. Fressa's.
Yeah. That one was a tequila and strawberry drink.
Yeah.
Which that one was really good too. I did like that one.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to the old fashioned because it was so good. And so it's a Sonoma maple bourbon old fashioned made with Sonoma Distilling Company bourbon, vanilla maple syrup, Angostura bitters, and Luxardo gourmet maraschino cherries, which are the best cherries in the world.
Luxardo cherries do not compare to anything else.
No, there's no other cherry that tastes that way. So that was the kicker. And that's why it was such a good old fashioned is because of that maple.
Mm-hmm.
It just added something completely different to it. The St. Fressa's, which is what Mamer's got, was the Patron Silver Tequila, St. Germain Elderflower Liqueur, Strawberry Simple Syrup, Strawberry Water, Tajin, Chili Lime Seasoning, and Viola Flower. And then you got the Blackberry Sour, which is made with Kettle One Citron Vodka, house-made lemonade, and blackberries. And I think it's what makes that drink so bomb is the fresh made lemonade.
Yeah, 100%.
You can taste how fresh it was.
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie got just straight up tequila shots all night long.
She was
blitzed. Just kidding.
yes. No, she got watermelon lemonade and that was fantastic too.
She did and it was really good. Now, as far as food goes.
Braised beef short rib wontons.
Yeah, braised beef short rib wontons, which were just.
The crispy garlic chili oil. That you were obsessed with.
I couldn't get enough of it. I wanted to drink it.
They were so yummy. So it was a Dongjiang miso cola onion sauce, a crispy garlic chili oil, radish and pickled lotus root, like in the middle, and then the short rib wontons all around the sides, just like chilling in the sauce.
Yeah, miso cola onion sauce. Come on.
So good.
Oh, so good.
My mouth is watering right now just thinking about it.
And then you got the, did you get the ribeye?
Yes.
So you got the, that was the, oh, you shared it with Kenzie, right?
No, I shared it with Mamers, but at the time, so the menu's changed a little bit since we've been, I'm looking back at the menu right now. Now it's a 35 ounce beef ribeye tomahawk steak for two. When me and Mamers got it, it was like a 20 ounce ribeye. Right. And even like, and that was supposed to be for one person and yeah. we shared it and it was like.
But it was still the tomahawk, right?
It wasn't a tomahawk. It was just a regular ribeye.
Okay. I'm getting my meals mixed up.
And then ours came with like the little like potato, like croquette type things.
Uh-huh.
The little like poofy things.
Yeah.
And then your guys's came with the white, the Gouda mac and cheese.
Yeah. We got the filet,
mm-hmm.
Which is not what, it's not what's on here now.
No, their menu has changed yeah. recently.
So you said that. I didn't listen. Apparently you did say that. No. So their listed menu is different than what we had, when we went, but yeah, we got a filet with the Gouda mac and cheese. Oh gosh. It was one of
my mouth is watering.
It was one of honestly one of the best steaks I've ever had in my life, and I've been to good steak places, and mm-hmm. so to say that is, I mean it. Like it's one of the best steaks I've ever had. So definitely recommend checking out California Grill, even if you just go for dessert, because they have some of the tastiest treats. We got a chocolate espresso creme caramel, which is a creme brulee, and I don't either,
and I could not stop eating it.
And I wanted to eat five of them.
I think we've talked about this before. I'm super big on texture, so that's one of the big reasons why I can't do creme brulee, because I feel like I'm just eating, you know what I'm going to say.
Phlegm.
So, yes. But that did not taste like that. It was so good.
You know what they have right now that sounds really good? The Iridescent Grand Marnier Soufflé. It's creamsicle ice cream and macerated Florida citrus.
Okay, yes.
Oh, man.
I think we have to go and get one of everything because the lavender sugar donuts also sound good.
I said it's this. I meant it has this.
Oh.
It comes with, it's obviously a soufflé with these things. Yeah, that sounds really good. So, long story short.
Go to California Grill. For dinner.
For dinner.
That's the only thing they're open for right now.
You don't have a choice. Yeah, I really enjoyed that place. And the views are the best. Like, the best views. If you can get in there. If you don't have... I would say do this on a day that you're not going to Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can go there. If you can get a reservation at the... like 9 o'clock hour, 8:45 to, you know, 9-ish hour,
mm-hmm.
then you can go watch fireworks from the balcony, or you can, if you can get a seat by the windows, you can watch it from the windows.
Yeah. But out on the balcony, they put in the music
yeah.
Out on their little patio thingy.
Wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that it was on Mamer's bucket list
because
it helped us to go.
Did we already talk about our meal at Topolino's?
Mm-mm.
We haven't. Listen, y'all.
Oh, man.
Go to breakfast at Topolino's.
Yeah.
At the Riviera.
And...
I feel like we touched on it maybe a little bit, but we didn't... Did we not go into full detail on it? Well, because I remember talking about our pastries. I know we said the word
Topolino's.
I remember talking about the pastries.
Maybe. Maybe I took a break when you were talking. But... Topolino's Terrace at the Riviera Resort is one, a very beautiful location.
Mm-hmm.
The decor is just very, you know, European, Italian, Frenchish, you know, just very European. Beautiful, beautiful decor. Two, it's a character dining. And so even though they're not doing like pictures and hugs and all that stuff right now, they send all the characters out, so it's basically the Fab Five. They send them out to do some little dances, and they are dressed in...
They're like artists.
Yeah, like French artists.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute, very, very cute costumes. And I'm going to take this moment to rave... Not about the food, not about anything else, but the service.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
The service at Topolino's is hands down the best dining experience that we had the entire trip. It topped every other restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to the cast members.
Yeah.
One in particular, his name is Michael. This guy was the best cast member you could ever ask for. Like, one of those where you're just, like, compelled to say, can I talk to your manager? This guy's amazing. And mm-hmm. we did. Turns out he's a trainer, which is, it makes me so happy to believe that he's training the next, you know, round of people.
He came from the Four Seasons, so he knows
came from the Four Seasons
service.
He knows amazing, top quality service. And from the moment we sat down, I was kind of bummed because we got put like right next to the service window. It just didn't seem like a really good spot, and I was kind of bummed out because we were going and making.
We did that. Touch. This is what we talked about, because we talked about how we felt like we got put in a crappy spot.
Yeah. So I was kind of bummed because it was Kenzie's birthday breakfast. Like, we were dedicating this breakfast to Kenzie, mm-hmm. and I was kind of bummed out because I was like, oh, this section stinks. Like, it's mm-hmm. just a bad area. But he came out and he was like, this is the best spot in the house. Mm-hmm. He said it. He meant it. He believed it. He was like, the characters are all going to come out from that door. And it was like right next to our table. And they're going to stop in there, do a little pose. And when they go back, they're going to stop in there, going to do a little pose. So if you want to take pictures with, you know, with Kenzie and the characters behind her, this is the place to be. And so he made this table that at first sight was kind of not a great table. He turned it into the best table you could ask for in the house. And so that, on top of just an amazing, like, you know, his knowledge of the menu and the way, you know, his whole just general demeanor, it was amazing. And so when you get there, you're served a basket of pastries.
It's not a basket. It's a
paint bucket of pastries. And in this paint bucket of pastries, there's a...
It's heaven. Heaven is in the paint bucket of pastries.
Yeah. Tell about it.
They have... What is it? Four? Three. Three different kinds of pastries in the paint bucket. Little mini chocolate chip. It's back.
Here
I gotta
she
go.
Goes again.
Little mini chocolate chip muffins. Mm-hmm. Little mini butter croissants. And these heavenly... I'm looking at it right now. Look at that.
Oh, they're so good.
What is it called? I just know it's maple, but what is it called? It's not a croissant.
No. What was it? It was a maple Danish. It's a Danish.
Maple Danish. And it's fantastic. And they serve it with honey butter.
Yeah.
Nutella.
It's chocolate hazelnut mousse.
Oh, sorry. Uh-huh.
And house-made jam.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good. And it's super cute because
it
comes out in
as many as you want.
Yeah, it comes out. Yeah, we asked for
extras
a refill.
To go.
We asked for more ammo. It comes in a, like what you said, a paint bucket, and so it looks like a little like painter's palette.
Mm-hmm.
And that said, even like your silverware looks like paintbrushes.
Yeah.
So everything's just very like artist.
It's I love
super,
it.
Super adorable. But it's I was way thrown off because I had no clue that this was another one of those enjoy.
All you care to enjoy.
Yeah, all you care to enjoy. And so I had ordered, they ask you to make one main entree. Right. And if you want to, you know, sample some things, you can. So like if you got the quiche, like you could get some sausage, you know. Mm-hmm. So they ask you to make one selection, but then, you know, order as you go. So I ended up getting the spiced sausage hash, and it comes with a poached hen egg, English muffin, potatoes, pearl onions, Choron sauce, which I don't know what that means, but it was delicious, and fine herbs. It's spicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hash,
mm-hmm.
which I love hash.
Mm-hmm.
It's got sausage in it. The quail egg, I was like, I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know if that's going to be good. But Michael was like, you're going to want two. I was like, okay. So he's like, he threw an extra What else do you want on that? And I'm like, how about some sausage? So he got me a side of sausage. Mm-hmm. Decided I wanted to try the quiche. He got me a quiche. You know, this experience is just one. It's, you know, I hate to say the word because that's not what they call it, but all you can eat. Heck yeah.
In like delightful food.
Amazing.
Not food. Like mass produced.
No.
Like we were sitting there watching the head chef prep the plates before they got taken out to the customers. Yeah. And he was like, it didn't matter if it was a kid's entree, if it was like a side entree that they were adding on to something. Like he was so meticulous in the way that he was like making sure everything was presented just as beautifully, no matter who it was going to, no matter what it was. Like it was, oh my gosh, it was fantastic.
It was so good. So again, I got the spice sausage hash, which was just one of the best hash dishes I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. And then I also tried out the quiche, which
we also got the fruit plate.
And the fruit plate. The quiche was a quiche Gruyere, and it was just, I mean, everything you would expect out of a good quiche, you know, like it was really good. What did you get? What was your main?
I got the steak.
The steak.
I had
right.
so much steak that
we
that
had a trip, lot I of steak.
I was gonna explode. And then I also got a side of potatoes because I wanted potatoes instead of something else. I can't remember what it was that I didn't want. And then I also got a side of the Mickey waffle dippers that were on the kids' menu because they don't discriminate. You can get whatever you stinking want.
And who?
And then I had a mimosa.
Somebody got the sour cream waffles.
Kenzie did. Roasted apples. And
they were
fantastic. Tasty.
Yeah. I don't really get into waffles and pancakes. That's not my normal like breakfast item, but that was a good waffle.
Yeah.
The roasted apples on it was just something to die for.
Mm-hmm.
The butcher's steak is what you got. And what did that come with? Oh, it came with greens.
That's I got it, but want. I got it with potatoes, instead because I really wanted potatoes. Right. And he was like, we can do that. That's not a problem. I was like, are you sure?
Yeah, no, he was fantastic. You had mentioned the Mickey waffle dippers. They're super cute. They come in like a little cone.
Mm-hmm.
They're waffles on a stick.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
And then I got a mimosa and coffee. Lots and lots of their coffee is really good too.
Yeah. So yeah.
I'm so hungry and it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I want to eat. I want to go there and eat.
I'm down.
So good.
Let's go right now.
Let's go.
Let me see if I can book us a flight real quick.
Yeah. So definitely check out Topolino's. If you can do a breakfast there, you can't miss out. Oh, one more thing about Topolino's. And this is something that Michael told us about, which we had heard, but I maybe forgot about it. You're going to see this at, where did he say the gooseberries? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
So there are restaurants across the Disneyland resorts or Disney resorts, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, where you will get a, which restaurants did he say though?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I thought you wrote it down.
No, it was, oh, anywhere that has a fruit plate.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They'll put a gooseberry.
So anywhere that has a fruit plate, they will put a gooseberry on that fruit plate because it's a nod to Snow White.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever had a gooseberry, but they're really good.
They throw you off a little bit when you don't know what they are.
They look like tomatoes.
Yes.
Cafe Orleans has them.
Yeah.
They put them on there. Yeah.
That was what Kylie was freaking out over. She was like, that's a tomato.
Yeah. So, fun fact, if you go and you see a little, it looks like a yellow tomato, small like cherry tomato, but yellow with a husk that looks like maybe like a tomatillo.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a gooseberry. And they're delicious. So if you see them, try one because they're so good. Yeah. I want to do a fun little new thing.
What do you want to do?
I want to do an overheard at Disney.
Okay.
Yeah. One, we were saying this quite a bit. Mamers hates bubbles.
So much.
Hates them. So anytime there's a child with a bubble blower, it's her worst nightmare. Like her worst nightmare. And so we were saying this quite a bit on the trip because we heard a kid running around with his bubble wand. He said, bubbles and 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 bubbles and. So that was kind of, that was a fun little overheard at Disney. But this one was really fun. So Disney has this, you know, there's like the law of gravity, the law of averages, law of, what else?
I don't know.
Let's just go with those two. Law of averages, law of gravity. There's laws in the universe, right?
Okay.
So there's one at Disney properties, and it's the law of lines.
Yes.
If there's more than two people standing in an area, that is a line, and people will stand behind you in it.
Even if they don't know what it's for.
Right. Even when they don't know what it's for. I overheard a lady, we were walking and there was a long line and she was one of those, I know everything about Disney kind of people. And she's like, oh, and this is a line to something. And then just kept walking. And I was like, okay. Wow, you really biffed that one.
She knew what she was talking about.
You thought you knew, but you didn't know.
People are right. Annoying.
Here's another fun fact. Yeah, so while we were at Disney World on our last trip, I put some statistics together.
Okay.
We took 1,322 photos, 583 videos, 157,965 steps for a grand total of 78.98 miles walked.
My feet hurt.
Over 10 days in four parks, that was 9 unique park visits, 28 attractions, 38 unique rides.
So much.
And unlimited memories.
Oh.
That was really cute. But those are the numbers. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
I think the one that sticks out to me the most is that 78.98 miles. We walked almost 80 miles during that trip.
That's insane.
And I felt every freaking inch of it.
Yeah. Well, actually, my legs didn't hurt nearly as bad as I thought they were going to.
It was my knees. I'm old.
Yeah. It was my big foot.
You have a big foot. Tabitha has a big foot.
It's not actually big. I walk on the outside of my right foot. So it always makes it feel like my foot is swollen because I have my foot tilted when I'm walking. So I'm trying to correct myself and it's just not working. So if you ever hear me talking about my big foot, it's my right foot.
It's her big foot. But all right, well, thanks for going on that trip with us. That was that was our main topic of more Walt Disney World stories. I like doing this, just telling stories.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't know if you could tell, but we didn't outline this one.
No, I just wanted to talk.
We just chit-chatted.
I feel like we were just reading off of scripts too much.
Yeah.
I want to talk.
Yeah.
That's why I do this.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, that said.
Love you.
We're on to quote of the week.
It's time for quote of the week. Putting words together that last forever. It's quote of the week.
All right. Quote of the week. Walt Disney was a wise, wise man. And he said, everyone falls down. Getting back up is how you learn how to walk. And I thought that was really beautiful. I feel like you were going through that. We were both going through that. Like we were just falling down over and over and over again.
Life was rough for a little while.
Yeah, but we kept getting back up. And that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to make it. Another one. Anyway, yeah, so good stuff there. If there's a favorite quote that you have, let us know. Yeah, but that is the quote of the week. And that brings us to the end of the show. We want to thank you so much for following along with us. It means the world to us that you're in our family. I just looked at the analytics today. And we have more listeners by month now that we've been back than we've ever had.
Wow.
And that makes me so happy. So I'm glad that you are all out there listening. Thank you so much. If there's any stories or any content or anything you want to share with us, please email us at friends@magiconmainstreet.com. We don't get emails there.
Ever.
I say it all the time. But
why don't you like us?
Yeah, just send us an email. Even if you just want to say hi. If there's a story you want to share, send it over. Or you can follow us on Instagram. Send it to our direct messages there at Magic on Main Pod. Enter to win that awesome mini backpack.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful and it's pretty sought after. So you're getting a pretty cool like ancient artifact.
Sean's making me give this up. I don't want to give it to you guys. I'm just kidding.
But all you have to do is become a Patreon subscriber for $2. That's all you need to do. If you want to go higher, you can. You get more entries. But for as little as $2 a month, you're going to get that entry. You'll get early access. And you're never going to have to listen to an ad. We are going to start putting ads on the show. Working on that now. So if you want to get rid of those ads, head over to patreon.com/magiconmainstreet, or you can go to magiconmainstreet.com and there's information on there on how to do that. So, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, help us spread some magic by sharing our little podcast with everybody in your life. We just got our latest review from Johanna and we are so thankful for her for doing that. Before we go, I just want to give some special thank yous to all of our Patreon subscribers, Rhiannon Mim, Jeff Meggs, Stephen Cosgrove, Austin McRae, Hannah Malko, Jonathan Sagastumi, Eric Perez, Patrick Reaver, and Joy Wilson. Thank you so much. We appreciate you for being who you are and for supporting us. This is great. And we want to just sing your praises. So thank you so much. On that note, on behalf of Tabitha, Kenzie, Daniel, Scar, and myself, thanks for listening to the Magic on Main Street podcast. We'll see you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Magic on Main Street, just like a churro, you're so sweet. Our time with you is such a treat. Spread the Disney love, thanks for hanging out with us. Main Street.